Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story, top state officials say a federally funded food program is expanding here in Illinois. That means more than a million children will have help fighting hunger. WBBM's political editor Greg Dudlamore has the story.
Speaking at a Springfield middle school, Governor Pritzker said an additional $110 million a month will be coming to beef up the pandemic electronic benefit transfer program. Eligible school children's families will receive cards allowing them to buy food at local grocery stores.
Securing this new support for Illinois families from the federal government amounts to more than $750 million, and it means stronger nutritional support for a million families and coverage for 200,000 more or new children that had not already been covered.
And State Human Services Director Grace Ho says families don't have to sign up for the benefit. The program will automatically mail the cards to those already on school lists. Craig Dellamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Some homeless and members of an advocacy group staged a demonstration and mock New Orleans-style funeral today outside CHA, demanding it open vacant units. Felipe Contreras, who lives in a tent city community at Roosevelt and the Dan Ryan, says one of his best friends, veteran Wayne Warrant, died in his tent a year ago today.
You know, a veteran died in this country, and this country didn't care about him. He got kicked out of a homeless shelter. He couldn't help himself. He peed on himself at night, and they put him out for that. And then he turned around and died in this. He fought for this whole nation.
Residents of the tent city on the south side say when Good Samaritans put them up in hotels to escape extreme cold, the city threw out the belongings they left behind.
It's 3:07. A dog is recovering in foster care. She was taken to a field in rural Kankakee County, tied up with zip ties and left for dead.
It was a farmer in Manteno named Grant Sinisak who happened to see the dog in a snow-covered field in early January. At first, he thought it was a coyote. Then he got closer and saw that someone had left the female caisson tied up.
The front and the back legs were tied together so that the dog couldn't actually get up and move. There was four zip ties, I believe, around the muzzle of the dog's mouth. So the dog can bark.
Sinisak says he knew right away his neighbor, a breeder, had left the dog there. The footprints in the snow came from her house. And he says the dog was apparently beyond her breeding years, so the neighbor didn't want to take care of her any longer. Sinisak says he called animal control. The neighbor is now criminally charged. And the dog he rescued is doing well in a foster home, and she's been named Gigi for good girl. Steve Miller, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Well, after the long stretch of snowy weather and bitter cold in the Chicago area, many people took advantage of milder temperatures today and all the bright sunshine, and they got a lot of things to do.
The first thing many people did was
getting the car washed.
Oh, I'm washing my car.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Washing my car. It feels good because it was really dirty. Really, really dirty.
Wash up the cars, get the road salt off, knock off some of that road salt.
It was a different color, but I know it's going to get covered up again anyway.
Others went on shopping sprees, jogged, or got out for long walks, which Mark Gorski of Oak Lawn did with his dog.
That was first things first.
And then after that?
Clean the yard.
When you say clean the yard, what do you mean?
Well, I have a dog, so she gets let out there, and I don't want to say how bad it was, but it needed to be done.
One woman said with the pandemic, she was just grateful that she was still around to enjoy a sunny, milder day. On the South Side, Jim Gottes, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago Public Health nurses say they feel cheated by city leadership over coronavirus relief funds.
The Illinois Nurses Association is criticizing Mayor Lightfoot's distribution of federal funding related to the pandemic. INA Executive Director Julia Bartmus.
While it wasn't altogether shocking, it was certainly disappointing.
The city received roughly $1.2 billion in CARES Act funding, but only $18 million went to the Chicago Department of Public Health.
And it's a clear demonstration of the lack of priority that has been placed on public health efforts in Chicago.
Bartmus and the Nurses Association are now asking additional funding be poured into the Chicago Department of Public Health to increase staffing, open more clinics, and improve coronavirus testing and contact tracing. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A joint meeting of the school boards in Evanston and Skokie last night highlights the ongoing divide over reopening schools to all students.
Evanston-Skokie District 65 elementary and middle school students have returned to classrooms, roughly half of them, but Evanston Township 202 high school students are still doing remote. During the meeting, 50 letters were read, mostly from parents. The beeps separate the comments.
Please, please, at least have the schools open by the fall. I'm a huge public school believer. While the sacrifices of families has been substantial, please stay the course until the science and the medicine offers a full go-ahead. The science is suggesting a return to school. Remote learning is better than no learning, but absolutely no substitute for in-person. He told me, Mom, I die a little inside in these online classes. Statements like that from a teenager who is a positive, active young man is heartbreaking.
The District 202 superintendent has said high school students would not return until teachers are vaccinated. District 65's president said they can only safely accommodate so many students. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Keep up to date when you don't have much time. Subscribe to the WBBM All Local Podcast. New versions several times each day from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.